Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dennis Pepke. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage throws the ball into Rojas, who tags Yastrzemski, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shaw. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Shaw reaches second base with a double. Patek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Shaw moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rojas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0 for 1 in the game. Drago hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball towards left. Yastrzemski catches it and throws to home to double up May. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savage throws the ball into Rojas, who tags Kennedy, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Petrocelli scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pepke takes first base on ball 4. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Peters reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Schall hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall juggles the ball. That's an error on Schall. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field. Pepke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-2 in the game. Montgomery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jokio pinch hits for Dennis Pepke. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Ted Savage. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-3 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Bobby Knoop pinch hits for Dick Drago. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Keough now playing right field. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. George Thomas pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Schall moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schall scores. Otis moves to third. It's 8-2, Royals. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Rojas hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis scores. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-2, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keough. Conigliaro reaches second base with a double. Scott moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-3 in the game. Montgomery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Shaw. Scott scores. Conigliaro scores. Montgomery moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Royals. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Ken Brett. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.